Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show,
the
yeah.
Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on with you guys? What's up? What's up? It's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I'm coming to you live, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for all that God is doing in my life in this season. You know, guys, I know I'm not the only one who's going through and who's dealing with life. And but, you know, one of the things I do say, and when I talk to people, it's not a matter of what happens when you're going through. Because life is going to happen. But it's what you're doing when you're going through that process. It's what you're doing when you're going through that process called life. But I gave a shout-out. My pops came through for a second on Instagram. What's going on, Daddy-O? And so I appreciate him coming through. You guys come through. Let me know you guys come through. Say what's up. Say hello. Please share on your pages. You know, guys, this has been a different type of season for me in my life. And there are a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. And I know I've been talking about it, you know, and, just trying to use the correct words to say, but I'll talk about that more in a little bit. So tonight's message, we're talking about when the smoke clears. When the smoke clears. You know, before I get started with this message, I'm going to play a song. Yeah, you know, I've been doing that lately, just playing a song before we get started. So this song, I'm going to play right now is a song, and I hope it touches your heart. I hope it touches your life. It's entitled, You Will Win. Wherever you're going through, whatever you're going through today, I'm going to encourage you tonight. You will win. God before us, for us, who can be against us? Listen.
You will win. You will win.
Yeah.
If you put your trust in Jesus, you will win. You will win. You will win. If you put your trust in Jesus, you will win.
Worship him.
Worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. First of all, giving honor, all glory and honor to the Lord, who's the head of my life. I stand in this place right now where I'm just standing and just being grateful for all the things that God has done and is doing in my life. That's the first thing, First things first. You know, but I just wanted to just come and just say, guys, I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I appreciate you guys for your support, for your encouragement, your encouraging words, all those things. You know, guess what? You will win. So that song is on iTunes, on Apple iTunes. Check it out. All the other online stores, You Will Win by G. Wright. So I just want to say, what's going on? Good evening, Tamisha. Love that song. Thank you, Dr. T. Dr. T is in the house, y'all. And my cousin is in the house. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So tonight, guys, I'm talking about when the smoke clears. So sometimes you're going through changes and the changes of change in season and in the season, the change of seasons in your life. Guess what? Sometimes it might appear to be smoky. Sometimes things might be going on, but guess what? God is still ultimately in control. You know, when the smoke clears. You know, listen, you know, guys, it's been an emotional journey for me during this season with the loss of my mother and my God recently, just recently, my godmother. It's been like crazy, you know, to have lost both of these pivotal women in my life at the same time. But you know what? I read the scripture and I saw this. So God does not give us more than we can bear, right? He does not place on us more than we can bear. And even our weakest point, guess what? God is able to sustain us and to keep us. What's up, Marlon Jew, dude? You know, yeah, good evening, guys. Good evening. I hope you guys are doing well tonight, for real, for real, for real. And it's always a pleasure to come here and see you guys come on. I really, really do appreciate that. I really, really, really do. You know, so tonight, guys, we're coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 33. Now, you know, guys, you know I'm always wearing my hats, but I had to change it up because I'm not going to wear my cap tonight. I'm going to take my cap off and leave it off tonight. But you know I love wearing my caps. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 14, verse 33, it says this, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace." I want you to understand, listen, that God is a God of order is not God of disorder, but of peace. You know, listen, guys, you know, I just want to encourage us tonight. You know, when it comes to confusion, things like that, you know, I think, like, you know, King James Version would probably say that. But God is not the author of confusion, right? But I just want to say, when we're going through things, we might feel like we cannot be, we don't understand what God is doing. What's going on, Jasmine? What God is doing in our lives. I just want to encourage you that He is still in control. So tonight's message, this message I want to reiterate again to us. Sometimes we might not get it the first time. Sometimes we have to get it a second time. Sometimes God might have to be like, let me remind you. Good evening. Got my Auntie Waddles on here tonight. You know, when the smoke clears. First point tonight is this. God is in control. He is still in control. So even when you're facing life's situations and all these different things that are happening, I just want to encourage you that God is still in control. Sometimes, guys, when we experience disappointments and all these different other things that might be going on, sometimes we might be wondering, where is God in this? Where is God when I need God? God, it's like I'm going through something crazy right now. But the song that still comes to my mind is, if you will only trust me. Richard Smallwood's song, that song. And, you know, and I'm telling you this. If you would only trust me. You know, and sometimes, guys, when we're going through life, we're dealing with issues that we're dealing with, sometimes we lose sight because that trust. We're like, Lord, things don't look like they're kosher. You're telling me to do what? But things don't appear to be the way I thought that they would be. But we got to trust Him because God is still in control. And guess what? God will lead you. God will lead me if we allow Him to lead us. We allow Him to lead us. You know, God can use anything. God is able to do the impossible. God will use situations and things that other people would say, oh, God can't use you. And guess what? God will use you. He will bless you. He will increase you. He will sustain you. He just says, if you will only trust me. You know, sometimes, guys, we have to pray, Lord, please show me the bigger picture. And now, just because you pray that does not mean that God's going to actually show you the bigger picture. God will give you what you need. And sometimes His requirement is, if you will only trust me, obey me. You know, that's the only requirement. You know, sometimes, but I'm going to encourage you guys to pray, Lord, please help me to see this snapshot of this chapter of my life from your angle. And sometimes I talk about making this paradigm shift. Sometimes we have to do this paradigm shift where we look at the picture, but we look at it from a different angle. Lord, please show me because I want to know what you are wanting me to see. So, guys, sometimes we have to pray that prayer. Lord, please show me the bigger picture. Help me to look at this situation. You will win. If you put your trust in Jesus, you will win. You see, listen, when the smoke clears, but when that thing happens and life happens, we just got to keep our faith in God. Lord, help me to look at the bigger picture. Sometimes, guys, we're looking down here, but let's take a step back and see above here. Let's look at this thing from a different angle. Lord, show me what I need to see in this season. Now, then I want to encourage you, don't let confusion wear you down. Sometimes, guys, when we're going through things, we're going through life, and you know, this person said this, that person says that, sometimes we become consumed. You know, not just troubled, but consumed. That means that thought is on your mind. You can't get out your mind. It's in your thoughts. Every you close your eyes, you see the situation. You open your eyes, you see the situation. You open your mouth, you speak of the situation. Listen, don't let confusion consume you. See, the enemy will try to get us any way he can get us. So if our focus is not on God, and if we allow confusion to come in, we become consumed with confusion. We're not going to hear what God is saying to do, even in those times where it seems like it's smoky. It seems like so many different things are happening that we cannot see what's in front of us. So don't let confusion consume you. You know, what is God saying to you in your life today? What has God been saying to you in this season? Now, I got to tell you guys this. God definitely has been moving, and I'm stepping out in ministry full-time. I'm stepping out in ministry full-time. Yeah, I said it. And I'm trusting God, and I'm believing God. And remember, the way you look at your life, everything you do is ministry. Everything you do is ministry. Now, there's some other things that are going on, too, that I don't care to share. But what I want to share is that I'm stepping out. God says, come. I'm coming. I'm right there, Lord. And God has been increasing, and he's been opening so many doors. Now, remember, every facet of your life is still ministry. Whether you're in a religious setting, a secular setting, guess what? Everything you do as a child of God is ministry. So I'm following. I'm saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Tamisha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, so I'm stepping out there, you know, with the music, with the preaching, with a whole bunch of other things. But one of the things I'm going to tell you this. One of the nuggets that my mom shared with me, and I'm listening. And I was listening then, really. You know, everything is not meant for Facebook, but what I can share is that God has called me. And if you guys know me, you've known me. You know, I've been doing the Lord's work. He's been using me, working through me, working in my life. And like one of the things I say is that I'm not perfect, but my desire is to do God's will. You know, which goes this, when the smoke clears, follow God. Now, listen to this, guys. You know, when God calls you and he says, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, it's very, very important that we hear God. And one of the things for me in my life is that I've learned is that when God leads us and he calls us, when he calls me, he says, I need you to do this. When I don't do it, listen, when it's time to move, it's time to move. But when I don't do it, guess what? Guess what happens? It becomes worse. So for myself, I just got to a point where it's like, okay, Lord, let me go ahead and do this. So God called me to lead some things, and I've left. And I'm like, Lord, have your way. I'm trusting you. And this is, guys, God is so good. God is so good. You know, I'm really, 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 really. You know, and I'm telling you this, guys, I'm sharing this because hopefully this will help encourage someone out there to step out and do what God has called you to do. You know, you might not know me yet. Guess what? Please be patient with me. God's not through with me yet. Guess what, guys? It's not about what man says, it's about what God says. You know, when the smoke clears, guys, when you're in God's will and the smoke clears, if I have my mic, I drop my mic. This will represent my mic. Poof. What happens when the smoke clears and you are doing that thing that God has called you to do and you're in that place where God has called you to be in? Listen, God created this. It's up to us to manage it and do what he's called us to do with what he's given us to do. You know, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Then when you go to verse 15, it says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. What's up, Brian? You know, guys, second point tonight, follow God. First point, when God, you know, God is still in control. Second point, follow God. If you're saying, I can't see, Lord, I'm afraid to move because I cannot see, I'm going to tell you and encourage you today to trust the Lord. You've got the word. God has given you the word. God has given you his grace. God is showing you. We just got to listen. We got to pay attention. You know, Tamisha says, well, let me read what some people said. God, oh, yes. Auntie Waddles says, just trust him. Yes. Just trust him. Be carnal-minded. Be carnal-minded if death be. What are you trying to say? Say it again. Say it again, Auntie Waddles. Okay, thank you. amen, Brian. Teresa says, when it's all said and done, we want to hear God say, well done. That's it. At the end of the day, well done. That's all we want to hear. Amani Waddle says, carnal-minded is death. Those who walk in the spirit will find the life he has hid. Woo! Thank you for writing it over, Auntie. Thank you. Thank you. You know, carnal-minded is death. Those who walk in the spirit shall find the life he has hid. You know, listen, guys, we can react so many different types of ways. But if we say, Lord, let me have the mind of Christ. And sometimes, guys, our flesh does get in the way. It does when we allow that to rule our thoughts rather than the spirit. You know, if you're saying, I can't see, Lord, then trust him. Ask him to show you, and guess what? God will show you. But you've got to trust him. And that's the biggest thing, trusting him. Trusting him, trusting him, trusting him. Because when the smoke clears, because see, when you're smoky, is it hard for you to trust? When you cannot see, is it hard for you to trust? Is it hard for you guys to trust when you can't see? Do you say, you know, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I don't know which directions I'm going in. One thing I can say, guys, that life is so different. Life is so different. Long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, long, 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 don't need nobody else. Listen, I've been talking all day, all right? So my voice is, it's gone. But follow God. As long as I got King Jesus. I just had to throw a song in there. Listen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8. Reason why I'm saying it, guys, because sometimes, guys, when you're by yourself and it feels like you're by yourself, I mean, I praise God that I know I'm not by myself. But, no, not having my mother here has been an adjustment. But I thank God, I praise God for the love, the outpouring of love. And I'm still sending out the cards, those thank you cards, and I'm going to try to get those things done within the next 2 weeks, you know. But, no, I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. Life is different, and God is great because we're still here for a purpose. And I might play my cousin's song, but Facebook might shut it down, you know, when we play other people's music. You know, but Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, it reads, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. You've got to pray. What's going on, guys? What's going on, Auntie? What's going on, Auntie Francine? What's going on? We've got to pray. You've got to pray. You know, guys, prayer works. And sometimes we have not because we ask not. When the smoke clears, you know, Father God, Lord, I need you to lead and guide me. Lord, I'm having some situations, but I'm going to believe your word that if I ask, it's going to be given to me. If I'm seek, and I'm going to find it. If I knock, it's going to be open to me. I'm believing you. You've got prayer. I just want to encourage someone out there, don't be discouraged by what you see or by what you don't see. Trust God. Trust God. Listen, listen, guys, I'm taking it day by day. I don't know about you guys, but I'm taking it day by day, moment by moment, step by step, day by day. Yeah, taking it step by step, taking it day by day, step by step, moment by moment, second by second. I'm just breathing. I'm just in the state of being. Be. You know, when the smoke clears, guys, we still got to trust. And we still got to trust God. We still got to trust God. You know, again, this whole thing about trusting God and following God and everything, sometimes you're not going to see things. But God might have said, you told you, I need you to do this. Well, what's going to happen next? Just follow me and just trust me. You know, but again, while you're going through this whole process, who or what are you listening to? What are you feeding your body? What are you feeding your soul? What are you feeding your spirit? Are you eating junk food? Spiritually, are you eating junk food? You know, what are you eating? Who are you listening to? Listen, guys, when you listen to people, you're taking in their things. You're either absorbing it or you're praying against it, or you're using what you can use and discarding those things that don't relate to you. Listen, who you listen to, what you put your energy into, is what you end up with. It's what you end up with. So when the smoke clears, guys, remember that God is still in control. Remember, follow God. You know, and then after that, listen to this fire. Let's talk about fire. When the smoke clears, sometimes, guys, we're going through a fire because God purifies us with the fire, right? He purifies us with those things because when we're going through the fire, those things that are in us are going to burn, you know, and it's like being on that wheel, and he's molding us like clay. You know, listen, our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. So what is God using this fire? You know, sometimes, guys, this whole fire, these things that happen, these situations that happen. Have you guys ever been through the fire? Have you guys been tried through the fire? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even see those things you were saying, Auntie Waddles. Walk in the spirit, okay? Prayer over everything. Not always on my knees. I talk to Jesus, and he moves the Holy Spirit. God is my whole life. Yeah. I talk to prayer over everything. Not always on my knees. I talk to Jesus. And he moves the Holy Spirit. He moves the Holy Spirit. God is my whole life. Amen. Amen and amen, Auntie Waters. Thank you for sharing that. You know, guys, tonight, for real, you know, sometimes God uses that fire. He uses those situations, persons, places, and things, right, to reveal to us what? God uses situations, persons, and places. So sometimes, guys, God is using these different things to bring about his glory in our lives. So when something is fire, it's purifying, it's taking out those impurities. It's burning up those things that are not of God. You know, fire. It's when you go through fire, it'll make you get on your knees. You might not get on your knees all the time, like Ronnie Waddle said. But guess what? It's gonna make some changes happen if you allow the changes to happen in your life. The fire is meant to save us. God's fire. God's fire, purifying fire. You know, let's go this. Let's talk about fire. Let's talk about fire. You know, listen to this. When you're going through things, guess what? God will keep you even in the midst of the fire, even in the midst of the storm. God will keep you. Now, I'm going to read this. This is Daniel chapter 3, verse 13. Okay. Okay. In verse 13, Daniel chapter 3, verse 13. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you did not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" When you keep on reading, guys, of course, they did not do that. They did not bow down. They did not worship the golden image, none of those things. It says this. We go back to verse 22, down to verse 22. "The king's command was so urgent and the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, 'Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?' They replied, 'Certainly, O king.' He said, 'Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods.'" You know, let me tell you this. While you're going through that fire, when smoke clears, perhaps you are going through the fire. Let me tell you this. God will be with you in the midst. Even in that midst of the things that people thought that they were going to do to you, guess what? God is in the midst, keeping you and watching over you and preserving you even in that fire. Because listen, as God can use that fire for his glory, one thing we have to do is keep our trust in him. Keep our trust in him. That's right, Tamisha. God is with you in the fire. Glory to God. God is with you in the fire. When the smoke clears, even before the smoke clears, you know, when you're going through that fire is happening in your life, you're going through these things, guessing God will protect you. He'll prepare that table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? God will take care of you, and he will bless you in what people thought was setting you up. It's only being set up for God to be blessed and be glorified in this situation. So I just want to encourage you. You might be going through some things in this season in your life. But guess what? You are not alone because God is with you. So I just want to encourage you with that tonight. Even with what Tamisha said, God is with you in the fire. What I'm telling you tonight, guys, listen, God will keep you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up that standard against him, right? God has you. So I just want to encourage you tonight. You might be going through some things. You might be saying, "How come I'm going through this? Lord, why? Lord, I don't want to go through this." And God saying, "You listen, just trust me." And it goes through this whole thing. These three words that have been on my lips for the past 5 or 6 years. Trust the process. Trust the process. You know, guys, let me tell you something. when you're going through life, you're dealing with life, guess what? Things are going to happen. But we've got to get to a point where we say, I'm going to trust the process. We are going to trust in the process. Believe it. You will win. You will win. But praise God that Jesus never changes. Jesus the same yesterday and today, forevermore. Jesus never changes. So you might be going through something, listen to this. If God was able to keep Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire, guess what? God can keep you. He can keep me. He can keep us. He is able. He is able. Lord, have your will in our lives. Lord, have your will in our lives. Have your way in our lives. When the smoke clears. First point tonight, God is still in control. Second point tonight, follow God. Third point, fire. The fire can be a good thing, guys. The fire can be a good thing. And when we trust the process, you know, I just want to encourage you, don't do that fight or flight thing and you know, but really just trust God. Trust God. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. What's going on, Taiwan? What's going on? I have to get my brother Taiwan to come over here and sing a song one day. One day I'm going to bring you on live, Taiwan, so you can sing a song. All right. So what are you standing on? What are you standing on? We're talking about when the smoke clears tonight. First point is this. God is still in control. Second point, follow God. Third point, talking about that fire, fire, fire. Fourth point, what are you standing on? See, when the smoke clears, when you're in the midst of fire, things are happening. But if your foundation is right, if your foundation is correct, when you go through that fire, guess what? You're still able to stand because you're standing on the true foundation. Is Jesus Christ your rock? Is God your rock? What are you standing on? What is your foundation? Is it firm? Because either if it's firm and if it's good foundation, when the fire happens, guess what? That foundation is still going to be intact. But if your foundation is on things that's not good, things that can be consumed and can be destroyed by fire, guess what? It's going to burn. What is your foundation on? What is your foundation built on? Is it built on a rock or is it built on sand? What is your foundation built on? Because listen, we're going through life. We're dealing with life's issues. We're dealing with things. We're God's moving through our lives. He's if we allow Him, if we allow Him, if we allow Him to. When we're going through, guys, we're going through it. And the thing about it is this. Is it for God to get the glory? Why are we going through what we're going through? And then are we willing to allow God to use us in this life? Amen, Taiwan. Amen. Taiwan says amen. You know, is it built on the rock or sand? Listen, life is going to happen. But it's what we do as life is happening. What are you going to do with the fire? God will keep you in the fire like He kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, is your foundation on rock or sand? Because if it's on sand, listen, whatever you've been building is going to go. But if you've been doing it the way God's called you to do it, if you've been doing what God's called you to do, then when you're going through that fire, guess what? That fire is going to make you stronger. He's going to mold you. He's going to mold you. Listen, the things you've been building are still going to stand. You can come out better than you were in the beginning. You know, but God used that fire to get rid of the impurities, to mold you, to show you things, to teach us things, to reveal to us things. But we've got to be willing to be taught. We have to be willing to be humble. Lord, I'm going to humble myself. So when the smoke clears, I'm listening to what God is saying to me. When I'm in the middle of that smoke, middle of that fire, I'm listening, saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Even though what I'm seeing looks crazy, but I'm going to trust the word that you've given me. I'm going to trust the word that you've you place in my heart and on my lips, the word that I'm reading, I'm going to trust you regardless of what I'm going through. Is your foundation built on love or is it built on hate? It seems like we become so self-righteous that sometimes, guys, that we forget that we're all saved by grace. We're all sinners saved by grace. Is your foundation built on love or is it built on hate? Are we so in tune to tear each other down? Are we trying to build each other up in love? We love, and I say in scripture so much, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. You know, and that scripture I say all the time. That's 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. You know, love every minute, love every hour, love every day, love always. Excuse me. I've been singing. I've been talking all day, y'all, so my voice is gone right now. But it's all good. Love always. I could have changed that key, yeah. I could have done that. Listen, love or hate? Are we operating in love or hate? Because listen, guys, when you're going through the fire, you know, and if you're standing on hate, you can't try to be vindicated and your foundation is built on hate. How about building your foundation on love? How about building your foundation on love? Doing unto others as you have them do unto you. Treating people the way you want to be treated. Loving. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:17. Then, guys, try the Spirit by the Spirit. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Verse 2, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. I just want to encourage you guys tonight. I just want to encourage you guys tonight, wherever you are, try the Spirit by the Spirit. And I also, guys, I also tell and encourage people, listen, look at the fruit. Yeah, yeah. Taiwan says, please test the Spirit. Yeah, please test the Spirit. You know, listen, if it goes against what God is saying, that is not of God. Are we operating in love? Or are we operating in hate? You know, are we building each other? Are we edifying each other? Or are we building each other down, taking each other down? Are we humble or is it just a big ego that wants to be stroked? What are you standing on? When you go out there fire, what are you standing on? I'm going to encourage you today to stand on the truth. I want to encourage you today to stand on God's word. I want you to stand, listen, I want you to do what you do out of love because God loves you. You might be saying, Lord, I can't forgive this person. Listen, if God forgave you and he's forgiven you, then you must forgive. You know, again, that person doesn't have to be front row in your life. I'm not saying that. I'm still saying use wisdom. We've got to use wisdom, right? We've got to use wisdom. I appreciate you guys coming on. Those are Facebook. Please share this broadcast on your pages too. You know, try spirit by spirit. Stand on truth. Stand on the rock, who's Jesus Christ. Stand on the rock. stand at your foundation. It's not about, look, what does the word say? I believe that Jesus, when Jesus is here, right? He was probably friends with people that we probably would be like, some of us might be like, you can't be friends with that person. Listen, his foundation was, he knew his foundation, what his foundation was built on. And listen, when you go through what you go through, you experience life the way you experience life. Guys, if your foundation is right, and you go through what you go through, listen, your foundation is going to remain intact. But if your foundation is built on hate, if it's built on division, you know, if it's built on all this other craziness and it's not substantial and it can be destroyed by fire, I guess it's going to be destroyed by fire. So let's build our foundation the correct way. And I'm talking about tonight's message is entitled When the Smoke's Clear, When the Smoke Clears. First point, God is still in control. Second point, follow God. Third point, you can have that fire. I just said fire. Drop the mic. Because fire is going to test you. Fire is going to hopefully change you, get you to change. And hopefully God can remove some of those things with that fire. But listen to this. Then it's very, very important when the smoke clears and you're going through the fire and the smoke is beginning to clear, what is your foundation? What is it going to look like after that fire? What is it going to look like? Is your foundation going to be there when the smoke clears? When the smoke clears, listen, guys, you might be coming out of some things right now. You might feel like there's smoke. Listen, you trust God. You trust the process. You trust that God is with you. You trust that God will lead and guide you. You trust that God has you. One thing you have to do is do what he's telling you to do. Give him first place. Follow him. Listen to what he says. And watch God move in your life. Guys. Are you speaking the truth? Speaking the truth in love. Doing what is good. This is Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate. And to show true humility toward all men. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. And I want you to stress all these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. I wasn't going to read this, but I got to read this, guys. Verse 9 through 11. But avoid foolish controversies. And genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn him a second time. After that, have nothing to do with him. You may be sure that such a man is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. And that's Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. You know, guys, are you speaking the truth in love? Are you loving? Are you loving your neighbors? Are you loving one another? Are you being kind to each other? What does love look like? First Corinthians chapter 13. Go there, guys. Go there, go there, go there, go there, go there. Let's see if I have time. I'm almost done. Almost done. Okay, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. When the smoke clears, are you speaking the truth in love? Are you operating in love? Is that what love looks like for you? Remember last week I was saying something about the fact that if you are living your life through the lens of hurt, so everything you do is going to, I was talking to someone about this. I don't know if I was talking with you guys about this last week. When you operate in whatever pain and all thing and different things you've gone through, and you love, you're loving out of that pain. You're loving out of the things that you've experienced. But when you haven't been exposed to a whole bunch of foolishness and a whole bunch of mess and you love, it's a different thing. So we've got to have a picture and an understanding of what love looks like and what love is. When the smoke clears, are you operating in love? Are you operating in grace? Are you operating in mercy? Are you being merciful to the other person like God has been merciful to you? So when the smoke clears, who's on your left and who's on your right? Who's standing beside you? You know, guys, I got to tell you this. This whole thing like, You know, guys, who's on your left and who's on your right? When the smoke clears, who's standing by you? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fire. And God was right there in that fire with them. Are you seeking God? When the smoke clears, are you seeking God? Is your desire to do God's will? Or is your desire to do what you want to do? I'm going to encourage you tonight. As you're either going through the fire, you're coming through the fire, you might say, I don't even know if I'm in the fire. Some people might say, you will know when you're in a fire. But when you're coming out of it, you're coming out of whatever situation you're going through, is your heart's desire to do God's will? When the smoke clears, I want you to remember that God is still in control. I want to encourage you to follow God. There's going to be that fire. What are you standing on? When the smoke clears, are you keeping your trust in God? I'm going to encourage you tonight, keep your trust in God. I'm going to encourage you tonight, wherever you are, you just surrender all. Just say, God, I surrender all.
I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all.
You know, I surrender all. Have your way today. Have your way today, God. When the smoke clears, is your hand still in his hand? When the smoke clears, is your hand still in his hand? I want to encourage you tonight. Yes, yes. God bless you, guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through. God bless you, cousin, for coming through. Listen, guys, God loves you.
when the smoke clears, give God the glory, give God the praise. Keep him first. Seek to do his will. And let him be glorified in your life. I just want to tell you guys, it's not too late. It's not too late. If you need Jesus, he stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. One thing you have to do is open up your heart to him. Ask him to come into your heart. He will come into your heart. Believe that he died on the cross for you. Then 3 days, he rose again with power. In heaven and in earth. God loves you. He sent his son to die on the cross for you. Believe him. He will keep you. And listen, life is going to happen, but you do not have to go through it alone. God is with you. We just want to say God bless you. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. And I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Please keep my ministry, Fireheart Ministries, in your thoughts and your prayers. I appreciate you. Please check out my music on iTunes. Just look for G-Wright. Check out my book, A Poet's Heart, Reverend Dr. G-Wright on Amazon. God bless you. Please continue to keep me in your thoughts and prayers. Thank you guys for praying for my God family, for my God sisters, and the recent loss of my godmother. And I appreciate you guys for praying for me. I thank you so much. You know, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future. And life is worth living just because he lives. God bless you. That keeps me going and that encourages me. God bless you. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that so much, so much. God bless you. Please share this on your pages, guys. And I just want to say thank you again so much. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you again this coming Thursday, 9 to 10. God bless you guys.